From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
People love to pair wine and chocolate, especially on Valentine's Day. But in recent years, more and more of that pairing has been taking place in the bottle itself. More after this.
There's a lot more to the enjoyment of wine than just the wine. See the delights at epicstyle.com, like buffet plates that securely hold hors d'oeuvres and your wine glass using just one hand. See Epic Style's delightfully decorated champagne flutes, and of course, the wildly popular cork cages. epicstyle.com is where you'll find creative and useful wine accessories and all you'll need for entertaining, even a huge assortment for under $25. EpicStyle.com. Once you visit, you'll never entertain without it.
Chocolate-dipped strawberries and a glass of bubbly are a Valentine's Day staple. Who doesn't like rich, dark chocolate to go with that delicious glass of champagne? Wine and chocolate pair so well together that it's common to see tasting rooms serve patrons a little chocolate before they pour certain wines. But in modern America, and much of the known world, we love convenience. Accordingly, quite a number of wine producers are making the wine and chocolate pairing especially convenient by creating chocolate wine blends. It's been a trend that's been growing rapidly, much to the dismay of many purists who prefer to do the pairing manually. There are currently more than 30 brands of chocolate-flavored wines on the market, one of the hottest trends in the wine drinking world. But what goes up usually comes down, and chocolate wine is looking more like a fad than a phenomenon. It does my heart good to see that wine drinkers are coming to their senses and aren't tampering with the world's most perfect adult beverage. I say, if you want chocolate in your drink, mix it with your milk and don't have a cow. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.